We're looking at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. I think the question that maybe our hearts are asking, if we're not maybe willing to say it out loud, is why should we really care about missions? I mean, after all, isn't there enough that we can care about right here? I mean, isn't this enough that we reach the neighbor next door? Well, it's certainly a beginning, but it shouldn't stop there. If we believe what Jesus has commissioned us to do in his world, word to go to all the world. And personally, we can't do that, perhaps, but we can through our prayers, certainly, and through our gifts. So we're going to think a little bit more about that this morning and what it means to be his heart, his hands, his voice. I think I started to say that you can go on the imb.org website, and here you can actually see the video. If you can't see it very well with this. I mean, you could maybe, but I had trouble reading all the captions and everything, but it was so just really moving for me to see the expressions on these people's faces in these places. I don't know how they got the pictures. I suppose they asked if they could video them. And so you can actually see the actual expression of these people's faces and kind of the emptiness in their eyes. And I think it'll make you realize what a great need there is in our world today for the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, what are the costs of missions? Who needs to know? Why should we care? What can I do? Questions like this come to mind that I believe God wants us to ask and seek answers to. That verse that I think was quoted in one of the videos, I think both of them, 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, as you are together, all of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. And so as Christians, we are a part of his body. And as part of his body, we are his heart. We are his hands. We are his voice. We are really the only Christ that people will see, because we know Jesus has gone back to heaven. But he has sent his Holy Spirit that we might be ambassadors for him, that we might be filled and empowered to go to others with the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's what our week of prayer is about. It's to encourage us to go and also to pray and to give to missions. Well, what does it take? Well, I think, first of all, a heart enlivened. I think that's a word, enlivened, you know, brought to life. A heart that's really more than just an organ beating in our body. It really speaks of a desire, a passion, if you will. So a heart enlivened by passion. We know that for anything to be done well, there must be a passion behind it. And certainly there must be this in if we are to be like Jesus. The Bible says that he looked upon the multitudes and upon the individuals with compassion. He was moved, in fact, with compassion, motivated, we would say, by compassion. And that's really, I think, what our passion should be as Christians. Now, I know we have many passions. There are good passions. There are bad passions, of course. But there are good passions. You know, passionate about our work, passionate about our family, passionate about our nation, things like that. And where it's right to be passionate about these things. But should not we be even more passionate about the things of God? And you can say, well, all these things are really the things of God. That's true. But the most important calling I believe that any Christian has is to tell the good news of Jesus. It's why he gave us that great commission. Go and make disciples, he said, of all nations. And we are to be passionate about that task as Jesus was. And how do we do that? Well, by prayer. I think as we will begin to learn about missions, I think it's what this week of missions, prayer for missions, is all about. That we would become passionate about missions. You know, go to the imb.org website and look at the videos. Go to the Lottie Moon offering area of that website. And there'll be other videos up there. I love this music video by Sam Allen and the group there. I'm not sure. But they're a Nashville group. And they do a lot of things for the International Mission Board. I think for 2 or 3 years at least, they've done these really wonderful, very meaningful videos. Just listen to the words, and I think you'll agree. becoming passionate by prayer, certainly praying for missions, learning about missions, realizing what the need is, looking in people's eyes, seeing the need there, seeing really what Jesus saw when he looked upon this world. If we will just say to Jesus, Lord, let me see people the way you see them, we'll begin to have that passion within us. And then by patience, in every endeavor, patience is necessary. And it's something that we are evidently all in a short supply of. Otherwise, the Bible would not say you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. I think all of us are patience challenged. We like, you know, what we want now. And so we get very impatient. Jesus said here to wait for the promise of the Father. Now, I don't think that we need to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon us. We certainly don't, because Pentecost has already happened. The Bible says if anyone has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So we don't have to wait in that sense. But I think what that means is that we wait upon the Lord, that we ask him to direct us, that to give us those opportunities to share the good news of Christ. And you don't have to be a super outgoing, gregarious, you know, person, very vocal about everything. I mean, God uses all kinds of witnesses. If we will just be willing to be used, God will direct our paths. And also, if you don't succeed, try again. Just say to the Lord, well, I failed there, but Lord, help me to do better for you, Lord. Just teach me, instruct me, help me not to get discouraged when I witness to someone or, you know, I attempt a witness and my witness is rebuffed. But let God lead us. So a heart enlivened. But secondly, there is here, I believe, a hands empowered. Now, I know there's no hands in this verse here. But Jesus said, you will be my witnesses. Now, some of us talk with our hands. Preachers do that maybe more than others. And I'm told there are certain ethnic groups that talk more with their hands. But that's not really what I'm talking about, or, you know, sign language. Hands really speaks of the Christian life, the Christian work. I mean, we're all called to do the work of him who sent me. Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me. And what are those works? Well, primarily to tell the good news of Jesus. That's really what the Great Commission is. It doesn't just mean that we are to preach on a street corner. We ought to do maybe more of that. But it means that by every means possible, we are proclaiming the good news of Jesus, both by our lives, but also by our works. I mean, our words. We are to share verbally the message of salvation. Hands empowered by a possession, I want to suggest. Jesus said, you. And if you have a King James Version, it's ye. And ye is you, plural. I kind of regret that. In our language today, we don't have that you, plural. Although, if you speak Southern, you do. You all is really what that means. You all shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you, that's you all, will be my witnesses. So do you see here what the Lord is saying? That we are to be witnesses for him, not just one. He wasn't just looking at Peter and saying, well, Peter, you're appointed. You're appointed to be my witnesses. But no, he was saying you all. And I believe he's saying that to us today. You all are to be my witnesses. By a possession, he said, you will receive power. We possess him and he possesses us. That Holy Spirit, when we accept Christ as our Savior, he comes into our lives to give us that power to share the good news of Jesus. By a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. Jesus said, and when he comes, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And he will do that through us. Now, you don't have to necessarily go out and preach a hellfire and brimstone message, so to speak. But we do have to bring the conviction of sin upon people's lives. We have to point that out, that we are all sinners. And make sure you include yourself in that. Now, the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But we have that Holy Spirit within us to help bring that conviction of sin. We can't convict others. But I think through our prayers, God can change hearts. He can bring people to repentance. Have you noticed how many people in the news? This is nothing new. But people that have been accused of heinous crimes, just don't want to admit it. You know, they're, you know, like everyone, they say, well, I didn't do it. You know, have you ever said that? Well, I think we all have said that. We want to deny this fact of sin. Well, the Holy Spirit came to convict, Jesus said, of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So we don't have to do it. We don't really have to do that part of it. But our part is to pray. Our part is to tell and to share the good news. And by a presence, Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth or the end of the world. So as long as we are here, Jesus said, I am with you always. Now, I know you may be thinking, well, that's good, but aren't we talking about missions? And isn't that why we send missionaries? I mean, after all, you know, they're over there, we're here. What can we do? Well, we can pray. We can certainly pray. We can give to missions. And we can learn all that we can about missions so that we would have a compassion to not only pray for missions, but also to reach that person next door who needs to know about Jesus. Heart enlivened, hands empowered, and voice emboldened. Again, what does it take? Well, I think it takes these things. Heart enlivened, hands empowered, and a voice emboldened. And a voice emboldened to a proclamation, to proclaim the good news. The Bible says, in fact, it says here, Jesus did, we are to be his witnesses. Again, you all, not just you individually, but you all are to be my witnesses. Now, to do good and to sow seeds of kindness are important, but we should never forget that we are ambassadors for Christ. And as ambassadors for Christ, we must share with others the one who sent us. The one that the Bible says that there is salvation through no other name than the name of Jesus. So we must tell others about him. To a progression. Notice that we are to begin where we are. Jesus said, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So if you know about the geography that he's talking about there, really, what he's talking about is concentric circles. You know, like throwing a pebble in a pond and the circles go out. Well, that's the idea. That we are to begin right where we are with our family. The Bible says that we are to seek the salvation of our family members. I believe God wants to save families. Now, we have to be saved individually, of course. But I believe that as we who are believers in Jesus Christ, our number one priority, I believe, should be to pray for our unsaved family members and seek their salvation. And then our neighbors, those who live around us, those ones that maybe we find the hardest to reach out to. But I mean, doesn't it make sense in what Jesus is saying here? Our city, certainly, our state, our nation, and then our world. There's really no end, as I suppose you could say, to the ends of the earth. I don't think we're to go to the moon and evangelize. Nobody there. And I don't think there's anybody in Mars either. So, I mean, I think it's right here that we are to confine our witness. But that's enough. That's enough for all of us. To a perfection. Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations. And then the end shall come. Now, I'm not saying that we are to be perfect. The Bible doesn't teach that. I know it does say be perfect. Jesus said be perfect as your heavenly Father in heaven is perfect. But I think that he was talking more about being mature believers in Jesus Christ. Not sinless perfection, certainly. One day we will be sinless when we are in the presence of God, but not before. But there is a yet unfinished task. I think this is really what this is saying here, what Jesus is saying here, to the ends of the earth. Have we gone to the ends of the earth yet? I don't think so. I think there are many unreached people groups in this world. I was watching the news. As some of you know, I like watching news, and I should sometimes not watch it, because sometimes it's frankly very depressing. But I noticed that our Secretary of State was in Myanmar, I think is the name of the country, Burma, used to be called Burma. And how this was kind of a country that has been, I think this is the first American official visit from an American government official since, I think, back in maybe the 1950s. I mean, it was very historic. It was like when Richard Nixon went to China. And I suppose a little like when Ronald Reagan said, tear down this wall, and the Berlin Wall came down. Well, I mean, this is a very historic event. I think it shows that God is at work in the world. God is tearing down walls and barriers to the gospel and giving us opportunities to share Christ in ways that we've never even thought of before. Certainly the internet and the many wonderful ways that we have now to communicate the gospel. We ought to take advantage of every opportunity to share Christ to the ends of the earth.